You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
What's up? Welcome inside Studio 34 in Midtown Manhattan. Fantasy Sports Today, FST Overtime Edition. Got a full studio today. Glad to have that. Yes, sir. Wall Street Matt Medica, the all-in kid, Jake Sealy, my man, Roto Gut, Vlad, Settler, right, Vlad? Did I pronounce that correctly? That's Settler, right. Yep. Or Settler?
Yeah. Settler, not Set. He's not a settler.
Thank you, Jake.
A.K.A.
I don't even get the hey, you're here in person. Thanks, Corey.
Can I introduce Vlad first before I
No,
before we
I
do
figure
this?
You and I had known each other basically, what is almost as long as you and Greg.
Yeah, basically.
I knew Greg
since he was in college because he interned at SiriusXM.
But right, so like
then
I'm
I met
second
you.
To Greg.
Yeah, you're second.
I figured
yeah.
You'd be a little bit more excited to have me here in person.
No, I am excited to have you here, Jake. Hang out, chill. You know what I'm saying?
It's going
to
be even get like the bro hug or nothing.
I'm sorry, Jake. I apologize. Let's make this all about Jake. You know
I
what I'm saying?
The little man seat.
Oh, Matt, how'd you get the little man chair?
I don't know.
I had the little man chair for the combine show. I was very uncomfortable.
Was it that picture?
Does it not like go up or something?
All dressed up. No, this one don't go. I think Sussman built it.
Sussman built that one, so that one is screwed up. So
Corey, if somebody had beef with me, would you throw down for me?
Yeah, I'd throw down for you. Boys? Yeah, okay. I'd do that. No doubt about that. You feel what I'm saying?
Are you going to throw down for Corey tonight, though?
Oh, absolutely.
See, here's the thing. This is an industry event, you know what I mean? But we'll talk in the break. So Vlad, glad to have you here. Now, you're coming from the West Coast, right?
That's right. Just a little bit warmer. I think we're dealing with like 70s.
A tad bit. Yeah. So this is with Los Angeles. Where you at out there?
Yeah, I'm right. I'm smack dab in the middle of... In the middle of L.A., exactly.
So cool. That's what's up. We'll be glad to have you. Now, do you know Al Melchior?
Not in person.
No.
Met at an event, but I know he's chilling up in Montana.
Yeah, he lives in Montana. Yeah. Peep this. I don't know if you knew this. Yeah. He owns a horse.
Wow.
He just passed the Midtown Tunnel.
So we have he's riding a horse from Montana to New York for this event, right? So we have to track him like Santa Claus, Vlad.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Vlad is a proud member of the California cartel.
Now, Vlad, so how was your flight, your trip, and everything into New York City this weekend?
Oh, I mean, I could sugarcoat it, but I won't.
Tell the truth.
I'm coming in with a little bit of a cold. And,
all right.
It was,
sorry to hear that.
You know, so it was
why are you sitting next to me, man?
Jake is OCD.
I'm not OCD. I'm germ conscious.
Okay, he's germ conscious. Excuse me.
I wash my hands 30 times a day. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Say germ conscious.
Same thing. You know, delays here and there. But once I finally got in, nice to come up. Met up with some NFBC guys last night and
really?
Had some drinks. And
nice.
Here I am now.
So there you go. You got a big fantasy baseball.
Are you NFBC drafting this weekend too?
I am not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were doing both.
No, I got a couple of them next week. Main and platinum next week.
Okay. Vlad, are you a Joe Musgrove guy?
Ah, so funny you say. I mean, I would like to be, especially in the later rounds.
Yeah.
So
I just was asking because Mr. Sussman.
I got Sussman's computer. I can maybe draw some money to transfer to me.
It's a lot in there, bro. Let me tell you that much right now. Mr. Sussman. All right. So we rocking and rolling right here, getting ready to talk about some fantasy baseball. Got the all-in kid in studio, Wall Street Matt Medica, Roto Gut. I'm the fantasy executive. When we come back on the other side, they'll talk baseball with Vlad. I'll talk life with him.
The RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package for 2018 is here and better than ever. Packed with a deluxe suite of articles from our award-winning analysts, this year's edition also features a brand new Slack channel, an improved cheat sheet generator, and our most accurate projections ever. We take you from draft day to championship week. Enter promo code FNTSY at checkout for a discount on your RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package.
Hey, back up and at 'em. FST OT right here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Shout out to the Goon Squad in studio right now. You see Vlad, you see Jake, you see Wall Street. Wall Street, did I hear that was Dolce and Gabbana? That?
Oh yeah.
Oh, look at that. Look at that, man. You know, Emery Hunt, you
once
ain't the only one.
Time,
yeah. Matt Modica, Wall Street breaking out the threads. You feel what I'm saying, Vlad? Look at that.
It's a high holy day.
There you go.
Makes me wish I had brought some of my finer threads.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no doubt. You should have put them in the carry on.
Well, normally I would just do a hoodie and t-shirt, but you know I'm here in person. I'm getting lunch with Lou, so I kind of had to collar it up underneath.
Y'all going to settle that?
One of those tuxedo shirts.
Yeah.
You're like modern day Mr. Rogers.
There you go. I love it. I love everything that's going on. So, all right. So, high holy day. Big fantasy baseball weekend. We got Tout. We got the NFBC going down in the city. Auctions have already started over there. You feel what I'm saying? So, we feel good about everything that's taking place. So, Jake, let me start with asking you this, right? So, the Tout Wars, you're doing the head-to-head. It's points, right?
Finally, yes.
It's head-to-head points auction, right?
Yep.
It's 12 teams, right?
Yep.
So now, is there any specific strategy that you're going to take into this competition?
Do I have to say what? I don't want to ruin my strategy. That's the problem. Is that people are going to be listening. Here's what I'll say. This is without giving anything away. Just pay attention because every points league is different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody chooses their set. Like you can look, CBS and ESPN aren't even the same.
Yeah.
They're close, but they're not the same. You need to pay attention to it because the points will tell you. Try to project out the points and see where these players fall because a certain position or two might be more or less valuable, and that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
That kind of gives away a little bit, but that's all I'll say because that's the big thing is understanding. It's just points now. It doesn't matter if you get your points from home runs or from runs or for stolen bases. It doesn't matter.
You just need the points. That's interesting, Vlad. Vlad, are you a points leagues guy?
No, actually, last year I was in that league. It was my first year in Tout, so ended up winning it, but it was my first time playing points in years, so I guess I'm just one and done.
Oh, so you won the joint.
Yeah.
You're the champ.
Yeah.
Look at that. Roto good.
He's in AL only now.
So you went up to AL only.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough, Vlad.
It's going to be...
I'll put my money on Vlad.
I like it.
It's going to be a tough challenge.
Put my money
sure.
on Vlad, too, then. Well, I put some on... I'm going to do like a teaser.
I'm going to do a parlay.
I'm going to do... So Jake is going to finish place and show. You feel what I'm saying?
That's what you're, so who's going to show?
Andrea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Getting back in the good news.
Yeah, so yes, as I try to end this foolishness. All right, so here we go. Matt Modica, you got NFBC this weekend. And we had a conversation earlier about the points leagues thing. NFBC, they run a points league, the cut line, right?
The cut line, yeah.
But you, hardcore, roto, 15-team, two-catcher, the purest.
It's basically what I play. That's why I prefer, like, in the football, the full-point PPR. You know, once you start changing, I mean, you can do it.
Yeah.
I'm so focused on that. I got enough on my plate. Then you got auctions you got to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, I try and keep it as simple as possible.
Yeah.
Because so much can go wrong.
And Vlad, I'm doing some auctioneer duties this weekend at the NFBC, kind of like, you know, because they like kind of want to bring like a celebrity in.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I'm better than you.
And then, well, this is me. This was fit for me right here. I don't know if I told you this. I think I might be losing the fantasy executive moniker. No. Would you like me to sell that to you?
That's interesting. If it can go in addition with the Roto Gut.
Okay, we'll discuss. We will discuss. Now, you write for Roto Wire, right?
Yeah, I'm with Guru Elite and a couple other
places. You do the DFS thing, too.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, Vlad's one of the best when it comes to DFS and season long. Like him and Potts to me.
Yeah.
No. Don't put me in the sand.
Well,
Potts is a whole other level.
Potts is a machine.
Yeah.
But you're in the conversation.
You've hit some nice numbers and on DFS, right? You've done some good work. Like you've gotten deposits.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had a couple of runs at the Millie Maker. Actually,
nice.
It was many years ago, but I came pretty close that year. Drew won the Millie. So I was right there. That was fun.
Yeah.
And then last year in baseball, got a couple nice hits and got into the live qualifier trip to Chicago. So
nice.
That was fun, too.
Nice. Windy City. Shout out to the Shy. So there you go right there.
I really enjoyed
that. So, Vlad, let me ask you this now. When you go this weekend, like Jake gave us a little sneak peek behind the curtain. What is your sneak peek behind the curtain? Because you're in the only league, which I would never do one of those. Because who are you going to put on these teams? Who's going to get the at-bats? You got to get two catches out the American League. That's crazy, son.
That's...
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that's where, you know, my sort of deep research, like getting started with, I build all my own projections. I start them out in December.
Jake do the same thing.
Yeah. That's where I'm happy I'm not in Jake's league this year for the revenge. So.
You know what got me last year in the head-to-head? I'll just say this right now. No. Oh. The head-to-head, because it was categories, first of all, I hate that. Head-to-head categories is despicable to me. The other problem is I knew there was a way to attack it, which you did very well. Some other people did quite well. And because I'm stubborn I wanted to beat the league doing the wrong thing just because I was so ticked off about the setup. And I knew there was a way to attack it. So that's what really got me yesterday, was I was trying to do it the wrong way just so I could do it the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't know. I find the only leagues to be great. I'd never really done one before last year. It's always been like mixed. And I got into the AL only out in Vegas. And luckily, you know, I had some good hits. I got Aaron Judge for $2, Merrifield for $1. I wound up winning it. And I can't wait to do it again this year.
Yeah, I mean, AL, this is going to be my first time playing an only league in about a decade.
Just finish higher than Liss.
What's that?
Just finish higher than Liss.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. Just going to go out there, did some prep on the plane. A lot of time in delay yesterday. So I think I have a good idea of what I'm going to do. Just because of the kind of the level of competition in this group here. Probably don't want to give up too much.
Yeah, no doubt.
But you know, we'll see. Really only two ways to go. Got to go middle of the road or stars and scrubs.
Jake's not a two-catcher guy.
I don't
like two catches.
I know that very well.
Do you like – you don't – how you feel about two catches?
You know what? It's – you just give it to me, and then I'll figure out the formula, and I'll deal with it.
I like it. It's kind of like tight ends in football.
Yeah.
If you want to pay up for that advantage, you think –
No, it's like playing with two tight ends in football.
But it makes – there are some people that are going to – like, I know Zola has the catcher at a
Shout out to Todd
party.
Zola.
Dave Taylor, who does the NFBC auctions, he's
Shout out to him.
Like – two top guys. I mean, he's won the overall competition. Fortunately, Corey knows that.
Yep.
But he's going to pay for, like, Posey or Contreras. He's going to have at least two elite catchers or Sanchez and somebody else. So some people do see the advantage there. I'm usually going to have some scrubby catchers. Hopefully I hit on one of the two guys. I've been pretty lucky with that in the past.
I'll keep it to the simple version because I've done it before, and it's not like, I want to get into that argument right now because I argue for 30 minutes. I've written an article about it. Yeah. My whole point is you can still make that strategy in single catcher leagues. You're still going to have the people who pay up for Sanchez and Contreras. But my biggest issue is that as soon as you get to the 11th, 12th catcher, you already hit zero value. So anything past that, you're forcing me to have a negative player on my team. And that's why I'm so against it, is because I don't want forced negative value on me. Or, like you said, or you're trying to pick up for two, and then you're still getting negative value because of what you lost elsewhere. I understand. It's like it's a strategy you got to do. Mm-hmm. If I played in a two tight end league, I could play in one. That doesn't mean I want to.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just don't like when you play the one catcher league. You can basically just wait on catcher, like, you know, except for those one or two people that are going to pay up. And I think it's you're trying to find that one guy late that can hit. Like, if you got Yasmani Grandal, I know Vlad was in on him last year, or you got like Evan Gattis a couple of years ago, or what's his name? Willen Rosario.
You want to know who it is this year?
We're going to say Chan Cisco.
Christian Vasquez.
I was going to say Christian Vasquez. I was about to draft Christian Vasquez on my Tout Wars team. I didn't know if you knew I was in that.
Yeah, of course I do, man. Okay. I know everything.
I was about to draft him on my
Did you know he drafts his own team?
Yeah, I know.
Peep this. I was going to draft him because I was looking at Jake Cheat Sheet. You know what I'm saying? I needed a second catcher.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It was apparently a big deal on SiriusXM. My OBP was bad, and I waited too long to get both my catchers. It was critical
of
me.
Yes, you were number one on the projected rankings.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, whatever. It's kind of what my thing, you feel what I'm saying? Now, Vlad, so let me ask you this. When it comes to the two catcher thing, right? How do you attack it? Like, are you late, middle? Would you ever take a catcher early? Put it like that.
It depends. So I
think, are you going to have Gary Sanchez?
On this AL Tau team, probably not. Mm. You know, for me,
do you
not
like the Yankees?
Well, I love the Yankees. I mean, I usually like to wait for catcher a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just got my values, the guys that sort of pop up my list that go a little bit higher than the rest of the guys. But for this AL Tout, I mean, it almost would make sense to have a one catcher league because you're looking at guys
exactly.
like Max Stassi, Chan Cisco, like, you know, Christian.
But don't you discount Cisco. That's my boy.
Yeah.
I mean, that type of a league, like Gary Sanchez. I could make the argument for Gary Sanchez to be as high as like 15 or something. I mean, I'm never going to draft him, but and in the AL only, he's going to give you such an advantage.
Yeah, but the thing is, where I'll say with that, like if you're going to play only, you can't do two catcher because there aren't even enough starting catchers to fill out the entire league.
No,
like, and that's the problem. There aren't 20. You just how many teams are in each league? 15. You have to draft 24. You're drafting backups of backups. And that's my problem.
Yeah, you got to hope you get, like, Francisco Mejia, and then he comes in at some point in a month or so.
And he's still going to go for probably $6 or $7.
Oh, yeah. I'll be bidding on him.
Yeah, it'll be a fight for Josh Fegley for $2.
Man, this will be the last thing I say. You might appreciate this, Vlad. I said, anytime your conversation could be, should I leave this position empty or put somebody there.
That's normally
that's like
a bad
that position
idea.
That has no value
you're
to me.
You're right about that, All In Kid. So here we go, Studio 34. Big time fantasy baseball weekend. We come back on the other side. I want to ask y'all, because I think y'all are in like the Justin's joint, the Fantasy Baseball Invitational.
Yeah.
Matt, you're not.
I'm not in.
But we still talk about it. FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
We had to do some switching out, you know what I'm saying? All In Kid, Jake Sealy, he's still here floating around, rocking Raleigh's. Roto Gut, we've already done the introductions. That's Matt Medica, he's here every day, you know him. Gentleman sitting over there in the corner with the Ultimate New York shirt on is Mike the Mouth. He is a NFBC, National Fantasy Baseball, high-stakes player. Mike, you actually run your own joint, the Mike the Mouth Super, right? We get Mike set up with his mic and phone is on because we got to hear. You got to hear this good information coming from Mike the Mouth. What's good with you, big homie?
Yeah,
been a minute. How you doing? It's good to see you, too.
Man, it's been a long time.
Yeah. How's life?
I know it's good. Life's good, man. Yeah. Living it up. Living the dream, man.
So tell us about your league this weekend. Like, what's the entry fee? What's the rules? And who's some of the dudes that have taken this down?
Yeah. Well, this is the seventh year doing it. And,
okay.
An FBC. And now it's an ultimate. It's $5,000 entrance fee to get in. $40,000 first prize.
Wow.
And, I'm one of the past champions.
Nice job.
From that league, but this year we had our first repeat champion who won it last year, Joe Thielen. So we'll be crowning him. But the idea was several years back was to bring almost like a home league feel to the NFBC, get the best of the best in the East Coast. A lot of the top guys at NFBC are East Coasters. I said, let me get them together, put them in a draft, see what happens, and fight it out. And that's what it's been doing. It's been a popular league.
And shout out to Dusty Wagner last year. He finished, what, second?
Second.
With that crazy strategy, he punted, started pitching.
All right. It worked.
Yeah, no, it worked. What did he win, 20 grand?
He came in, I think 20 grand, second place. Yeah. So not bad.
That's a nice little haul right there. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a nice little piece.
Matt came in 1 year and then got his ass kicked and that was the end of it. But I never forget that day. He comes in all sweating last minute and it was all downhill from that point.
Well, wait a minute. I sit here with Matt every day. I got to let him rebut.
Mike is a legend in his own mind. So we just let him have fun.
This is the problem. See, the experts, they all talk through the game.
You're the experts. Tell us about the experts.
Yeah, I like that, though, right, Court?
Tell us about the experts.
I don't want to talk about how you got into an experts draft, man. I saw the results of that draft. That was an abomination. What the hell were you drafting?
Dude, okay.
What were you drafting?
He came from my trap house. You know what I'm saying?
We know you're a football guy, Parson. We know you should be no business playing around baseball.
See, here's the thing. You have to understand, right?
You got
right?
Christian Vasquez, though.
I do. I got Christian. Yeah. See, here's the thing, Mike. You see what I'm saying? I'm a superstar in this industry. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I
move numbers. So that's why the people want me in these big time leagues because I'm the fantasy executive. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, to your point, whatever, you know, it doesn't make a difference. You know, the football season.
Don't worry, Corey. Everybody wants Mike in their league.
Yeah.
I yelled at Greg the other day. Like, why is Masato Saturday man? Why don't I get to pick?
So tell me about these experts drafts.
What?
Tell me about these experts drafts. How do you feel about these experts drafts?
Well, you
mentioned it.
You mentioned it.
Let them
why
know.
Why are you being all shy now?
No, I'm not shy. Yeah. Me shy? Yeah. Look, truth of the matter, I have a lot of respect for people like Vlad and people like Modico who stepped to the plate and getting the awards to the big boys. You know,
it's one about me.
But, you know, you do the main event? Do you do any ultimates, supers?
In baseball, no.
I don't see it. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay? Football, anybody can do football.
Why you say anybody
girls
can do football?
I got to stick up for the NFFC guys. I better believe that like 5 years ago. But when you see the same people winning time and time again, the Vaccaros, the Billy Wazes, you know, I mean, Edelman and Lowy doing both the things. So it's a myth that needs to be debunked.
But you understand that football overall is like grade school, and baseball is like grad school.
Is more of that grind, and it is tougher, that fab and all that, I will say.
That's why people with advanced intelligence like myself do baseball only, okay? I mean, that's it. I got to focus on it year-round, so that's what I do. right?
So you go to Arizona Fall League and all of that?
I don't do the Fall League.
So why you don't go to Arizona Fall League if you're focusing on it all year round?
Because when you guys are playing around in Arizona, I'm online doing drafts, man.
Small playing around. That's where the fantasy baseball community is in Arizona. The experts are out there. The high-stakes players are out there. If you're a part of this community,
I was in Arizona that weekend.
Do it all year long. I need you to be in Arizona before I can take you seriously.
Yeah, okay. Let's look at our lifetime winnings and see who's won more money in NBC.
Why are you coming for me, though? I welcome you into my trap house. You feel what I'm saying? And now you're coming for me. Yeah.
This is what you moved up to?
This is
your modern-day version of the Jeffersons? This is it?
What the hell
is wrong with this? You're moving on up, and this is
you came in here today from New Jersey, you know what I'm saying, to grace us with your presence, and now you are in the room that, you know what I'm saying, that we do these great programs from, you feel what I mean? So I'm glad you're showing love.
Yeah, man. The truth of the matter, it's all in good fun, man.
Yeah, of course.
I like busting on the experts. Look, I give a lot of respect for the guys that crunch the numbers.
Like Vlad.
You know, like Vlad and those guys. Trust
Jake,
me.
Jake, you know how Jake do his own projections.
I don't pay attention to Jake.
Why you don't like, why you don't pay attention to Jake?
I just something to say. But anyway, I'm sure I read Jake's.
Are we going to be having side bets for Sunday?
Yeah, we have a side. I already have a side bet with Liss on Sunday.
Really? Liss is one of your guys, right?
Yeah, Liss and I, every year we're in a draft together in the main event or something. If we end up being in the same main, we have a bet.
By the way, how do you guys do the KDS? How do you set KDS for the ultimate?
Yeah, the good thing about this, what's cool about this draft is I put some, like, home league feels to the thing. Like, you know, we have this really killer huge trophy that travels and it's a plaque on it, so it's really prestigious to get. We do like KDS, we do it live. So we draw the live draft sports, spots, I call it iron balls, like on the spot. So like a lot of guys in NFBC, they got to know the draft spots, like, you know, weeks in advance. You know, we got to plan. There's no planning. Because what you do is you put the baseballs in a bucket where the names come out. And as the names get drawn out, you pick a spot on the spot. You know, and this year's really cool. We're going to let it be like if anybody wants to bid in each other's spots, you can decide if you want to, like,
you don't think you're doing too much?
What?
You don't think you're doing too much?
Man, I got to, it's like, I'm giving the NFBC, I'm like the best publicity they could possibly have.
Right? I haven't met Matt Medica.
Adam Ronis will be facilitating the ultimate trade.
And Adam Ronis will be doing it.
Is Lisa Ann going to be there this year too?
Look, man, Lisa Ann was there 2 years.
Yeah.
She took a look at this league and the guys in it, and she's never coming back, man.
Okay.
You know, I told her. She got scared away. You know, and you know when Lisa Ann gets scared away from guys, you know there's a problem.
Oh,
all right. So she's never. I was on the show on Monday night. She's not coming back. But it was good when she was there. It was a fun time with her.
Good times.
I will say, Mike has an awesome trophy.
Yeah.
Not like the one that Tony bought for the GST.
This thing's some serious hardware, man. It's good. So again, the fun thing is like the anticipation of doing it live and that ball coming out and having to pick your spot. It's a lot of fun.
So do you have a preference? Like, there's a spot if you could, like, where would be your ideal draft spot? Because I'm guessing it's 15 team, right?
Yeah, it's a 15 teamer. My this year, I'm finding that if I can't be in the first couple of spots, you know, one, two, three in the front, I want to be at the back. You know, I think there's a lot of talent falling at the end of the draft, and that's a great place to be. And I feel comfortable from that spot.
I started from the back of my draft, too.
And I noticed you destroyed it.
Really think so? Yeah. The projections had me first, though.
The projections? What projections? The experts' projections?
I'm just saying, like, you can't win a draft.
The experts' projections
you can't win a draft, but
are
the
these
projections
the same guys
had me
that
first.
Got no skin in the game? They had trading leagues? Uh-huh. It's like,
why you have against? You said you want to create a home league feel. They trade in home leagues.
But
leagues don't cost $5,000. They trade in home leagues.
That's why there's no trading.
Boys all collusion.
I stand by the no trading.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, though, but since if it's supposed to have a home league feel, then why you eliminate the trading?
Because I took the best elements of home league while keeping it legitimate by doing it with the NFBC rules the way you do it. Because if you have no skin in the game, there's no money involved, there's trading involved, what's the point? And then some of these leagues, and then you got some that are OBP, right? And then they do all these other kind of rules, you know?
Are you critical of the hobby? The way it's played?
I'm not critical of the hobby. I'm just saying for purposes of my realm that I operate in, we just the high stakes players.
The only thing I'd want to see with like tout wars in these kind of leagues is the bottom, the second half, whoever finishes like say 8th to 15th should be like put into like a D league. You know, like European soccer and stuff. You know, I'm not saying
the
they
Parson
can't
league.
Play it.
The Parson.
I think that would make it more interesting. But
yeah. Well, but I just think that for all the guys in the league, too, and there's some guys that put up some money that whatever. Why not put put the money up for it? Just do it. You know, go for it and have bragging rights and do it that way. And then, like you say, you're not going to do some of those strategies and some of those, you know, picks and where they do things, you know, if you're in a league.
See, I disagree with that.
But see, I think Liz had the best idea when he said the companies should all put up like $5,000. Like RotoWire puts up $5,000.
Well, that's never going to happen.
I'm telling you,
Liz
Liz is the first to brag about how great. How much RotoWire's doing, how much money it's making. He's living the life out in Portugal right now, and I wish I had that life, you know, overseas, you know, I didn't have to work. It's great. So he says he's making all this money. Why can't the company put up some money and they all put
Oh, he's the one that.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. He agrees. Look, he's in this, he plays. I give him a lot of respect. He plays in this, you know, he does well at it. You know, that's what it's all about.
See, where I disagree with you is you said that if you look at some of these leagues and if you put some skin into the game, it wouldn't be. You wouldn't see some of these results that you do see. Where I disagree with that is you got two dudes, like, you know, three, because I'm a tout too. I don't know if you know this, right? So you got two dudes at this table right now that don't have no skin in the game. And you got Jake right over there. And you got Vlad right over here with no skin in the game. But I bet you that they're drafting these teams this weekend like they had skin in the game.
Of course, they want to. I'm not saying they don't want to play to win. Okay, but it's a different ball game. If you're like a few weeks out, several months in, and the teams are crap. What are you going to do?
I'll say the difference here is some guys are going to make picks just to get that recognition and get to talk about them, you know, where maybe they wouldn't do it in certain other drafts.
Yeah, and you kind of got to know what your workload is. Like, I know I've got, you know, next weekend my main and my, you know, $15,000 platinum I'm doing with Rob Silver. That, to me, is going to be a very important league. The Tout Wars Ale Only is going to be important to me in a different way because I'm literally playing against these guys that I want to beat. You know, all these like Larry Schechters, Podhorzer, Liss Erickson. Like, these are some of the best of the best experts. So it's a little balance. You know,
how did you work that out? He's putting up 14,000. You're putting up 1,000. What's the deal there? How did you work that? That's a cool deal. Silver's nice to do that. Nice guy.
That's going to be.
You should get him in your league. I think Silver will win your league.
Wait, which league?
You're Mike the Mouth Ultimate. I think Silver will win your
league. I would
put
the money on Silver.
Well, he can any day.
is that an international challenge?
That was the first time that you've been speechless since you've been in the studio.
Look,
34.
We got a couple. I'm not going to lie. We have a couple of dead spots in the league, you know, I would say.
Mike's one of
them. I would say there's 13. But as I said, you know, we have a couple people that are there, you know.
Mike, you getting comfortable? Got your legs crossed? Yeah, you got your legs crossed and stuff like that. But you got to talk to the microphone. You feel what I'm saying? If you want to do that, you got to talk to the microphone.
You guys can't hear me from over there? Come on.
You got to talk to the microphone. You know what I'm saying? I love it. All right, we come back on the other side. I don't know who's going to step in here next. We got a couple more segments to go. FST OT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hey, back up and at 'em, FSTOT right here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Give me two pairs, Air Force Ones, Nelly. You a Nelly guy, Mike?
Nelly Fox?
No.
That was quick, right?
Nelly Furtado, perhaps?
I pull out with Nelly Furtado. I heard of her.
Cool.
But you have to remember, I got a few years in these guys over here. Okay?
All right. Just asking, you know what I'm saying? You're sitting next to the all-in kid, Jake Seeley.
All-in kid?
Yep.
Yeah? He's a big Nelly fan?
You might take.
Is he a big Nelly fan?
I don't turn mine off.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Matt turned it off. I don't turn it off.
That's right.
Because I'm not trying to censor anything I say in between segments.
Oh, well, I do.
I don't care. You can hear what I'm saying.
Let it fly.
Yeah.
Jake, what do you think about this expert thing, skin in the game, the conversation that we had last
I wasn't
segment.
Paying attention to the conversation. I'll be honest. I was followed up. Look, I've been on planes. I came straight here after an hour on the damn trains of going to train to train to train. So I was trying to catch up on everything.
So Mike has this theory that with no skin in the game, trade league, stuff like that, that this is not really like, you know, that people don't, that you, that we – don't take these competitions seriously because there's no skin in the game.
I never said you didn't take them seriously.
Okay.
I'm just saying, as far as a certain, as the high stakes player, okay, it's like asking the World Series of Poker player to start following guys who are playing online poker league, online poker rooms. They wouldn't have any interest. It's a different kind of thing, you know. And then you put people in, and look, there's some people there, you know, that are better at sport than I'm not going to call out names that are in these drafts. But I look at what they're drafting. That you know, it starts out.
Well,
as
why don't you say names?
Well, I want to, you know, I don't want to put anybody down too much, Stefania Bell. But I don't want to say anything because you know, you draft teams like you, every year you look at this team. It's like obviously this person's not going to play it out. They're not. They don't know their players beyond 15 rounds.
How does that make you feel?
What?
Do you feel a certain kind of way about that? Because you saying it's obvious they're not going to play it out. It's obviously not going to do this. It's obviously not going to do that. It just sounds to me like you're saying you'd rather be in the league than those people.
I'd rather be in what league?
That you would rather be in like a tout labor because you think you can do a better job than a Stefania Bell.
Another good thing. I think there'd be another cool idea is get some of the mix it up a little bit.
So that's an invitation
with the high stakes. So and mix it up with the top level. I think it'd be a great idea.
So that's what you want.
But you have to understand. Let's not forget something. Fantasy sports is entertainment, right?
No
doubt. The problem with this sport and with baseball and some of that is we have to make these personalities more celebrities. Well, how did poker get big? They put it on TV and they made guys personalities.
Celebrities in this industry.
So you get into poker and you follow it that way. If you want to make the sport this game bigger and better, you know what? Focus on the personality. There are a lot of great personalities that do this stuff, right? They just are. You know, I'm not saying you're looking at two of them. Right? Exactly.
Yeah. Sorry, Vlad.
You know, but profile these players, you know, profile those guys out there, make center around them, follow them, put it on TV, do things like that, and make contests that people are interested, they're going to want to follow. Because truthfully, think about it, you guys have a job to do, and it's not just baseball. You know, you have other sports that's going to take your attention. You have other things you have to write, you have to do this kind of stuff. You know, playing these leagues out, probably if you're not in it after a certain period of time,
so
we aren't going to do the same.
Here's what I'll say about this. I've been in a high stake league where I've seen people check out as well. I will agree with one thing is that there
no one's checking out in the $40,000 league, man.
No. So that's to say, you have a higher percentage of people that aren't checking out in the high stakes league. Right. I will admit to that. What my issue is the people, and I'm not saying that's what you're doing. My issue is the people in the high stake leagues that dismiss people and their opinions playing in these leagues because they're not on that level.
And they have a catcher and two kickers.
Yeah. But that's the thing is, you are correct. I'm not going to disagree. I'm in these leagues. I've seen these leagues where I would say there's definitely competition that's subpar. And there are people that do check out. And that's frustrating when you're an owner and you're trying to get that run in September and people have checked out.
Right.
So you don't have to deal with that. I'll agree. But at the same time, there are people who are of my ilk who doesn't matter if it's for $0, it doesn't matter if it's $10,000, I'm playing the same way for every single league. And where, like I said, where I get frustrated is that people who don't admit there are people like myself because we're not playing in the $40,000 league.
Dude, that's the frustrating thing. I get it. Right. There's half of people are in it, half people are out of it. So and you're kind of lumped in with that group.
Right. I understand.
It's tough. But again, when you go into these higher, and look, they're not saying in the main event there are people that go out there and just say, oh, I'm just going to throw $1,600 away and go for it. You know, there's a few of those. You grab some of those. You know, but when you go out to Vegas and these live events, especially when people spend money to go to a live event, and I definitely recommend, if anybody's watching this show, if I can recommend one thing, there's nothing like drafting live.
I'll second that. Like, right. That next weekend in Las Vegas, like, sitting there live with 14 other
people.
It's
the best.
Six drafts going on at the same time. Like, there's nothing like that.
It's the best.
Different energy, man. Like, when you're with other people at a table and you're at a minute on the clock, it's amazing to me how many times people just lose it. They break down. It's like the stress of it all, you know?
And it's going to be – they're going to be doing three leagues like that tomorrow at Staten Island Yankee Stadium and Tout Wars. Those are all live drafts. So, you know what I'm saying? That same type of feel, that same type of atmosphere is going to be out there. What time are you getting out there, Vlad? What time is your draft?
I don't even know.
He's in the afternoon.
This is how into it he is. See, he doesn't even know what the hell's going on tomorrow.
I'm just
going
to jump on when all the other – I'm going to see a train of experts get on a cab. I'm just going to jump in with them. And
makes sense.
I love all the experts that are talking on the radio about like coming out to New York, and they haven't found out they're going to Staten Island yet, you know, which is like the armpit of this part of the country. Like, you know,
I found that out a couple weeks ago. You know, I wasn't happy about it.
Like, I'm like, of all places to go, why go to Staten Island, man? I just tell you, I don't know why be there. Be in the city. You know?
Are you going to go out there tomorrow?
Staten Island?
Yeah.
I try to stay off Staten Island, man.
Why?
You know? Because, you know, once you get in, you know, it's sometimes hard to get out.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like, hey,
I try to get out.
It's like
Alcatraz, pull me back in.
You got to get off. I believe you. I live in this market. I work there, man. Let's go to Ruth's Chris, but let's
eat in the bathroom.
It's a rough place, man. It's a rough place. But, you know, you're right there. Come to Manhattan. Be in Manhattan. That's great.
Vlad, how was your flight?
My flight?
Yeah.
It was actually two flights. So it was my first time taking a connector flight in over a decade, yeah. And I'm never going to do it again. Yeah. So I'm stuck in Chicago.
I'm a nonstop guy.
I usually am, yeah. Too. I had no choice in this matter.
Hey, Corey, can I ask you a question?
LAX.
Do you think your listeners, or people watching this, should really give a crap about Sledler's flight trips? You have me here. Let's talk about something related to fantasy baseball. About his travel plans.
This is Mike. What you don't get is, like, this is what I do for a living. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, my people's going to rock with me. They go, whatever I'm talking about, they're going to talk about it. So they know I'm getting into a conversation with Vlad now that's going to go into something else. So I'm a nonstop guy too, Vlad.
Yeah.
Mike, are you a nonstop guy?
Nonstop guy, man.
Do you ever do the Vegas?
Look at my personality. Do I look like I want to wait for anything, man? I don't ever go to Vegas? Wait. I don't do any layovers. I do nonstop. I don't care what it costs.
You ever go to Vegas to do the drafts in Vegas?
I go to Vegas every year.
Oh, yeah. So you do.
I'll be out there next
this weekend and next weekend. How many leagues do you do?
I'm doing three out there, and I'm doing. I started a thing last year called Midnight Madness, which is another fun thing.
Oh, it's another one of your drafts.
We have a big party we put together for all everybody to get together in out in Vegas on Friday night in the suites, and then I had this idea last year. While we're all here in one spot, why not have a draft? So we're going to do like a 12-teamer because pretty much that's all people can take that hour of the night after they've been drinking and having a good time. So we all get together and do a 12-teamer there. So we're going to do that around a little before midnight on Friday night.
All right, cool. That's something like that's yeah. A good time. That's a good
Rotor,
time right Rotor there.
Rotowire Online Championship. So, as you know, you get a
nice. What kind of check are you giving to the NFBC this year?
What do you mean, what check? How much am I paying? Putting
yeah.
I think I'm putting about,
if you don't mind,
about $13,000 in this year.
$13,000?
But how much? Believe me, I'd love to do more. I mean,
how much you gonna win?
How much am I gonna win this year? Well, there's the main event. You win that overall to $125,000 plus my.
Oh, you trying to knock down overall?
So I think it's yeah. Well,
no, that's
dude,
yeah.
That's
we
the
play
thing.
For the.
Vlad,
to win
look,
it all.
He knows. Yeah. He knows. You. You're not going in there to win the
you
league.
You don't think you? Why? But your first, to me, the first option is to win the league.
Yeah, look, the league's a nice prize. But those are, to me and for him, it's like I got five lottery tickets this year, you know, in the overall. That's why I do it. So I'll be drafting those teams as if I'm trying to win the overall. Just like, you know, if you're trying to win a specific league, like the Ultimate tonight, it'll be a different approach because you don't have to beat 380 other players or whatever you're up against.
Yeah, you don't have to worry as much as about upside. You can figure out, you can punt certain categories if you want or positions.
And there will be all that.
Vlad, you draft teams, you draft satellites different than you draft teams in overall?
Absolutely. I mean,
really? Every time?
Well, I play very little satellites. The only satellites I really do are the experts leagues.
Mm-hmm.
For me, you know, like NFBC, I'm doing a couple of main event entries. And I do like about five of those RotoWire online championships. Those are also my lottery tickets. So, you know, I say I have like a, you know, first or second place like win rate of about 80%. So I go in there assuming I'm going to win my league, but I'm shooting for the overall prize. And the only way to do that, have that kind of perfect blend of upside. Like, you know, last year was grabbing those Justin Smokes, Ryan Zimmerman's, you know,
okay.
Caucuses, all
who,
these guys.
If you don't mind, who are this year's?
I don't mind.
Who are this year's dudes that you say, you know what, if this dude hits, I can win overall with him?
It's a lot of guys. I mean, you want to have the health from your earlier, you know, earlier guys.
Your core.
Yeah, my core. But I mean, you know, some of the late guys that I love who I think have a lot of upside, I think like Aaron Hicks, for example, on the Yankees, especially if he gets to creep up and get some leadoff time if something happens to Brett Gardner.
This year, I said it the other night, this year is the year of the team mid-range pitcher. Because every year there's a couple like Severino last year busted out.
Give me a couple names.
There's at least six or seven guys this year that could be that guy.
Give me a couple names.
Like a Jake Faria, perhaps.
Faria, but there's like, we're talking about Taillon. We're talking about Taijuan Walker. We're talking about Gausman. We're talking about, you know, Snell. There's a bunch of, and I can go on. There's a bunch of guys right in that range there. There's someone that's going to jump, is going to blow up this
you
year.
You agree with that, Jake? Those mid-team pitchers? Or dudes that somebody's going to pop out of that? You think was any of those names?
There's always somebody that pops out of that group, though.
Any of those names that he mentioned just rang a bell? Taijuan Walker,
Taillon. He's kind of obvious.
Yeah,
not like disparaging what you're saying. It's just I think a lot of people, expert wise and stuff like that, are already on him because of what happened when he performed well when he came back from the surgery. So Walker, we've been waiting for a couple of years. I think that's going to be a basis in like the humidor
effect. Humidor, there it is.
But I mean, if he keeps, it's the whip. If he keeps people off base, right. Everything else is there right. for him. So I
but
think
that,
those. are interesting.
But that's the way you win leagues, man. Right. You don't win it missing out your draft most of the time. It's like the fab and the guys you pick up. You know, where was Cordy Bellinger last year? You know, most people picked
on my teams.
Yeah.
Roto gut, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what happened. Got to be able to play that.
Mike, I'm glad you're sitting in with us today, bro.
Bro, it's good to see you, man. Yeah. I love being this. This is me. Yeah. Love it.
No doubt. Love it. This is Studio 34 in Midtown Manhattan. Moving on up. Who's that, Jake? That dude right there.
Dusty Wagner.
That's who?
Dusty Wagner, another high stakes player.
Why are you asking me? I don't know.
All right, cool. All right, so when we come back on the other side, we all get ready to put it into the program. Let me hand you off to the best friends forever.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Vlad, are you a points leagues guy?
No, actually, last year I was in that league. Ended up winning it, but it was my first time playing points in years, so I guess I'm just one and done.
Oh, so you won the joint. So you went up to AL only.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough, Vlad. I put my money on Vlad. I like it.
I put my money
on Vlad, too, then. I'm going to do like a teaser. I'm going to do a parlay. Jake is going to finish.
So who's going to show?
Andrea.
Back in the
I try to end this foolishness.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, here we go. Final few minutes of the program. Getting ready to hand it off to the fantasy best friends forever. They're coming upstairs shortly. They take over Studio 34. All In Kid is in studio live. Tout Wars weekend. Vlad, Roto Gut in the building. You know what I'm saying? Mike the Mouth, what's good with you?
Yeah, bro. Good. You know, when are we gonna get my show? Where's my contract? When am I gonna get a show on here?
I don't do the contracts.
You don't do anything.
I don't do the contracts.
You know, you promised me on Sirius. Then you ditch Sirius. You're here now, and we're you know.
We don't even have contracts.
pair me up with one of these dudes. You know.
Who you think? I think you and Jake would be a nice tandem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Would you come?
He's gonna age rapidly if he's stuck with me.
Would you come into the city every day and do it?
Every day?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You may have to remote me in there.
Or build a studio around
here. Yeah, actually, build a studio. I like this. See, I like Vlad's thinking. Maybe Vlad and I should do a show.
Would you do it for free?
For free? Look, do I look like I do the kind of guy that does anything for free? I'm a Jersey guy, man. I grew up in Sopranos country. I don't do things for free.
All right.
You know?
Cool.
You want to give me a little boost or something like that on the table? You know, I'll do that. I'll take it on, man.
You want a brown paper bag?
I'm boosting. Look at the ratings boost you got today.
Really?
Your listeners, you went from 4 to 8 people. I doubled it.
I appreciate right? that. You Come feel on. What I'm saying?
I didn't even know you were here until I found Corey's involved with this. I didn't even know you were here, man. It's great to see
you. You don't listen to, you don't do fantasy football, do you?
No, football.
Yeah, I'm just kind of a big deal.
I wouldn't know that, man. You know.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff that rots the brain, man. I can't do football.
But it's 14 people play fantasy baseball.
Yeah,
14 people play fantasy baseball.
Only 14?
Yeah.
Only
14.
Yeah.
Most of the people playing fantasy football. Let's see who most people playing fantasy football are.
Wow.
Huh?
A lot of girls.
A. Eugenio Suarez just got a 7-year extension.
Oh, look, A. Eugenio Suarez.
He was my guy last year.
Really?
I had him everywhere. And everybody was making fun. And look what he did.
So you already named some of your guys this year.
Yeah, I named some guys, you know.
Cool.
But we know. We were talking off the
You remember the Goonies?
What?
That's what I used to call me. I said, "Hey, Eugenio Suarez."
Oh,
the
Goonies.
Yeah.
You dating yourself a little bit?
Like, hey, you guys. Yeah.
Hey, you guys. Yeah. Here's a funny story. I worked in a movie theater when that movie came out. Okay, you want to date myself? When that movie came out originally, I was in the theater working it when that movie came out. Okay?
No, I'm dating
he's
myself.
Like,
I was
wow.
the kids. I was the kids.
You're the guys that was thrown out of it.
No, if anything, it's wow. I was like, you look younger.
Yeah,
it's a compliment.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I take care
like
of myself.
Like myself, people
man.
Assume I'm.
I take care of myself, man. You know, I didn't get this way from you know.
Moisturize. Yeah.
You go to the gym still?
Do I go to the gym still?
Yeah,
man. I do it all the time. I hit it up 5 days a week.
Yeah. Okay.
I gotta live it. Man, no, I've been doing it for a long time. I used to compete for back in the day. Back as I was a competitive natural bodybuilder back in the day.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
cool.
I did
it as a challenge. You know, it's a challenge. Everything's a challenge for me, man. That's what life has got to be. You always got to keep challenging yourself. You know.
I got somebody on Twitter just tweeted out to me, Mike the Mouth killed it. Need that guy on Airmore.
Yeah, see that? What did I tell you?
What do you know?
You know? We need that. That's what the NFBC needs. That's what the sport needs, man. You got to make it fun. At the end of the day, it's entertainment. Why do we do this? Vlad, right? The money's great.
What? The NFBC?
You do it for the enjoyment, right?
That's what I do.
I could take this money that I'm spending this year and go on vacation. I could do all these things. I do it for fun.
Yeah, it's a passion. We make money along as we go. Got some of the best friends we can have made.
And the people, man. Look, really I didn't know Sealy before I came in here. Now we're pals for life.
Yeah.
I'm going to get his number. I'm going to talk to him every day. It's going to be amazing. He can't wait. Look at his face.
He can't wait.
Super excited.
Super excited.
We'll escort you out here, Jake. Here.
Mike the Mouth, my man. I'm glad to have you in studio, buddy.
Man. It was great to see you, bro.
And I hope you take it down, do a good job tonight. I hope y'all have a good time. I hope y'all have a blast. You know what I'm saying? There you go. FSTOT right here, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Getting ready to head into the weekend. Everybody, you goonies, you be safe and have a good time. And I'll do the same. So there you go right there. For Vlad, the all-in kick, and Mike the Mouth. Can't forget Matt Medica, the exec. We are out.
Fantasy Sports.